First of all, I want to say 400 Shaker Road in Canterbury, New Hampshire is what years ago was called East Canterbury. This in no way impacts me in the slightest. I really could care less on one level. On another level, I have a number of things swirling about in my head that raise some questions that I think are pretty important. I'm very interested in Quebecois music and have a number of friends who live in Canada. Several years ago, our friend Guy Bouchard, who lives north of Quebec City, mentioned that although we hadn't heard of it in this country, there was a hydropower plant that was putting native peoples off of their land and basically destroying environment. And I understand, I haven't looked myself, but I understand that if you look at Rupert Project on the net, that you can find out more about that. And the reason this comes to my mind is I wonder, what does this say about the ethics of a company that would put people off their land, buy out their leaders, destroy environment? How can they say this is green? I wonder about that. The wild lands, the animals, so that's a big concern. And I'm also very concerned about PSNH and how green they really are. A number of folks tonight have talked about wood chips and smaller types of things. I have some neighbors in East Canterbury who have a windmill and have done a lot of solar. They had to take PSNH to court so that they would get equal return when their meter was running backwards as when it was running forward. So how can they say that they're green if these folks had to take them to court? There's some dishonesty there. And when we talk about the long term and sustainability, the big catchword today is local. Well, wouldn't local wood chip plants, and I love the idea of doing something with the rivers here in Franklin. We talk about local farming. Isn't that something to look at that provides us a little more safety in our lives than some big, huge project with a bunch of folks that my sense is are more interested in money than anything else? Another thing that comes to mind, I worked in Concord for a number of years, and people in Bow said, oh yeah, our taxes are great. Well, they aren't as great as they used to be with the changes in the PSNH plant there. So you got to look at that goose that's laying a golden egg and wonder about it. And I realize Franklin is not the wealthiest town around. I've lived in New Hampshire most of my life. I've lived in Canterbury much of my life. But I think you might get being bought off kind of cheap, and maybe they're coming here because they can buy you off cheaper than the wealthy folks down in Londonderry and all. And I'm ready to wrap up. How about that? Although I did notice you gave the previous speaker more time than you did me. Is that because he's viewed as more important? Because I think we're all equally important in this world. Well, yes, but he put up the sign three times for the previous speaker, who's a known political person, and I'm just a citizen that works hard as a home care nurse and tries to do the right thing, and was brought up that there are more important things in this life than money. And I would also pose the question, when people speak of the greatest good for the greatest number of people, does that negate the good of everyone else? Isn't it important to find what works for everyone? Thank you.
Thank you.